This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. We'll give you the toll-free call-in lines here momentarily where you can call in and join us. The us in studio tonight is me, Daryl.
And Chris.
And Chris, you've actually got a fairly interesting, not quite dumb criminal story, but something fairly close to that. And no, it's not out of Florida. Because generally these stupid things happen, Florida man, blah da 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 da.
It's a common refrain, I will say that. Yes. But sometimes these stories sneak up the Atlantic coast a little bit.
Yes.
And this in this question, it's just two states up the coast. But this comes to us from Reason.com, and this comes to us from the wonderful state of North Carolina, the huge North Carolina fentanyl bust, which made news, turned out to be something else.
Yeah, so don't give away what that something else is. Let's jump into the story.
I didn't. In July, New Hanover County's Sheriff's Department made a big fuss over a huge fentanyl bust. Sheriff Ed McMahon proudly boasted, quote, one of the targeted largest seizures in the state, unquote, after the NHCSO's gang task force seized an estimated $2 million worth of the deadly opioid fentanyl, unquote, during a raid.
$2 million worth of fentanyl. Now, I don't know what the street price is.
I don't know how you'd even count that. I guess people do buy fentanyl, just straight fentanyl. And I guess some dealers do cut other opiates with fentanyl.
This is what the price of a gram is. Well, we have this much,
sure.
So then you multiply,
right.
And therefore math.
It could be there were multiplying the average dosage for Halloween candy, because this is about the time of year we start hearing about drug dealers spiking Halloween candy with fentanyl. That'll be a story.
I was always told that it's like weed edibles. Now, I don't know if you saw the tweet, but it was absolutely hilarious, where some TV station had their scaremonger thing where it showed a picture of some gummy candies, and it says, parents, watch out, drug dealers are going to be giving out gummy candies. And some guy responds, nobody's giving away that much free weed.
Exactly.
Do you know how much? And call in 855-450-FREE. Do you know how much a gummy costs that is a cannabis edible with approximately 5 milligrams of cannabis?
I don't. I have no concept, and I've never been to a dispensary or anything like that where these things would be sold. So I'm going to say a gummy. I'm going to call it a dose.
Right.
In my mind.
Approximately 5 milligram, which is a small dose.
I don't know what that means, but I'm going to say somewhere between $5 and $10.
You'd actually be a little high. So
okay.
And I don't mean that in the sense of after you eat the gummy, you're
right.
A little high.
Right.
No, so the dispensary that I went to in Denver a couple of years ago, I think most of their gummies in that 5 milligram range between $3 to $5.
Okay. Well, that's a dosage.
$5 would be the higher end of that.
Okay.
And I'm sure there's probably some place where it could go as high as 10 for that size gummy.
Or 10 milligrams or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. So
I just know what my dose is. So
yeah.
I know what my price is for
exactly
a dose.
Yeah, kind of like I know how much, I know what a six-pack of the beers I like cost.
$14 because you only drink good beer?
I would say on the low end, around in New Hampshire anyway, somewhere between 9 and 15 or 20. I've had some good beers.
Go to the craft brew store?
Occasionally.
All right.
And I'll put a... Nah, I won't put a plug out there, but I will say Brewtopia is a great name for a
yes.
for a little craft brew shop.
Yeah, so let's get back into this story out of North Carolina where a gang force... And, yes, I intentionally left out a word from their official name. They wound up stealing what they thought was $2 million worth of fentanyl. Turns out... They couldn't be wronger.
Yep. Well, and also the three Wilmington residents were arrested as a result. Quote, when you think about this poison, this fentanyl, one grain can kill you, unquote, McMahon said. Quote, our detectives are having to gear up with all the safety equipment before we go in. Once they get in, if we find something, equipment, or anything... Any kind of drugs we think is going to be fentanyl, we stop. We have to get our CSI team to come out, and we test that in a lab under specific conditions. So we do all that. It makes it much more dangerous for our local law enforcement officers, unquote.
All right, so I'm picturing these guys, whenever they see any white powder...
Yeah.
Go put on the hazmat suits.
Call the people who have the hazmat suits.
Call in the CSI team.
Yep.
CSI, Wilmington County. Like, is that going to be the next thing on NBC? Like, that's the next big hit series?
Maybe,
CSI, Wilmington.
Maybe not after this article.
So this will be more like Reno 911.
There we go.
Wilmington 911.
Now we're getting there. Yeah, and I've heard law enforcement officers, even with in my home, my small town, and you know, I've been involved in emergency management and things like that. You know, the big thing right now is to trot out a vial full of heroin, and then they'll show it next to a vial filled with some other opioid that's even
right.
stronger. You know, and then it'll be like half full.
Right.
And then they'll show like 3 grains of something inside of the same size
right.
vial that is supposedly fentanyl. And this is how much could kill you. Months after McMahon made his alarming statements, Lieutenant Jerry Brewer announced that a private lab found the, quote, fentanyl was actually, quote, combination of simple and complex carbohydrates. In other words... Sugar.
Yeah, so I'm guessing the bag that said, you know, domino,
is
and
that what
all the words sugar written on it in large text didn't
no,
give
man.
Away? Like,
drug dealers use words like dominoes to it's like their trademark. Yo, man, you got any dominoes for me?
But, no. You know, that is, you know, that big 5-pound bag of sugar, the domino sugar.
We're out, man, but I got some Splenda. You're going to love this stuff. Unreal.
So how much was it, like 13 pounds of sugar?
Yeah, the false positive came from a field test kit used by CSI in the bust. The field test kit was invented and administered by the Scott Company Drug Testing, which was founded by a retired DEA agent and forensic chemist. According to its website, the field test kit, quote, reacts that reagents that have held up in court since 1978. The company is also assures the integrity of officers and their investigations. Despite this promise, Brewer confirmed that it was, in fact, possible for the field test equipment to make false identification of fentanyl as it had in this case.
So now I'm curious. How often do these field test kits show false positives?
Yes, and this isn't just about, and here we're talking about something very specific. We're talking about fentanyl and the Scott brand drug testing field administration kit.
Right.
But we have seen case after case after case. Do you remember the couple who were, it was in Pennsylvania. They were driving back. They got pulled over. There was some white powder in the vehicle. They tested it, and it turned out to be soap after the labs got back to it. But
yeah.
It test positive for cocaine during the field test result. There's been other cases where, again, complex carbohydrates,
right.
i.e. sugar. In one case, a girl was insistent that the only thing that had been in the car were a box of donuts. And it turned out to be glaze from a donut. And that landed her in jail for, you know, however many days it took until they could get all of this settled down.
Yeah, how long is it going to be before some of these things that consistently wind up failing are just thrown out and can't be used because they are not reliable? 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Zencash has changed their name to Horizon to better represent their transition from a cryptocurrency to a pioneering platform that protects consumer data. They're working towards the day when anyone will be able to build privacy-based applications on the Horizon platform. The unique spelling of Horizon is a nod to their heritage and recognizes that they remain committed to the vision that their project was built upon. Their coin and ticker symbol remain ZEN. Learn more at horizon.global and join the Horizon community. HORIZEN.global.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page, and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That's AnyPay.global.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. It's Daryl
and Chris.
And we're talking about the bust of 13 pounds of sugar in North Carolina. And the cops are saying, well, we used this field test and there was a false positive and it's not our fault. And there's actually a 4-page press release, or not press release per se, but some kind of, yep, it is titled Official Press Release from the Scott Company Drug Testing. And there's a little bit in that that I found very interesting. We'll dig into and continue this article for Reason here in just a second. But before we do, I want to make sure that I tell you about a website that a lot of libertarians have wanted for a long time, and that is a directory of liberty-minded businesses. We're helping to build one. It's liberty.menu. Liberty.menu is a tool for our community. At its core is a directory for events, businesses, digital content, and more. Listings can be rated and reviewed, kind of like on Yelp. And there's also a bit of a social networking aspect where you can connect and share with other users. Use of Liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at liberty.menu. And if you use code FTL, you get a special Free Talk Live listener badge. Liberty.menu, code FTL.
Yeah, so we're talking about this huge pre-Halloween sugar bust in North Carolina. How about it, Daryl? I mean, who's going to keep our kids safe from sugar?
Well, apparently not the government, because, oh, wait, no, they might, because there's the soda taxes.
There we go, yeah.
But that's actually, most of the sodas don't have sugar, they have
corn syrup,
yeah. Which is kind of a sugar substitute that is kind of like sugar, but it's not sugar.
Sure, yeah, it's got a little different chemical makeup. Personally, I'm an aspartame junkie, so I prefer my poison well-named. Aspartame's just much better than corn syrup.
So, Chris, read that last, like, half paragraph real quick, again, out of this Reason article.
Talking about the false positive?
Yeah, about the false positive done by the CSI team.
Yeah. So, basically what these guys do down in North Carolina is they go in and, my God, we see some white powder, and it's so deadly out there, Daryl, with the fentanyl on the street.
If you even look at a grain of it, it will kill your entire family.
It could happen, Daryl. So what they do is the second they see anything, then they call in, you know, they get the hazmat suits in, they call in their CSI, Special Investigative Unit, and they go in and they put on the yellow suits and they do all this stuff. And one of the things that they'll do in the field is they will use a field test kit, and this gets used all the time for all sorts of different drugs. In this case, the field test kit was invented and administered by the Scott Company Drug Testing, which was founded by a retired DEA agent and forensic chemist. According to its website, the field test kit uses reagents that have held up in court since 1978. Company also assures the integrity of officers and their investigations. Despite the promise, Brewer confirmed that it was in fact possible for the field test kit to make a false identification as fentanyl, as it had in this case. And I went over and looked at their website a little bit too.
Excellent. You're looking at the website. I'm looking at this press release.
Right.
And one thing that is interesting, and I've got all kinds of questions about the validity of these tests, knowing that the guy that runs the company says, yeah, it's possible that there's a false positive. And in this press release, they say in item number 6 under something, while we are aware of some substances that can, under certain circumstances, because of the reasons mentioned above, produce a false positive result in a select few of our tests, we will only disclose these to law enforcement so as to prevent the adulteration of substances in an effort to mask, misidentify, or mislead officers, or to purposely reduce by altering the chemical content of the substance with other chemicals to either mask the substance or through any other means alter the substance as to compromise the results of the field test.
So that just sounds like paranoia to me, Daryl.
Well, not only that, but again, going back into my, you know, like defendant mindset,
sure,
or defense attorney thinking, wait a second, you know that these can produce false positive tests.
Right.
Well, as part of discovery on behalf of my client, I want you to tell me everything that you know of that can produce a false positive.
And they will say, no, that's protected under our agreement with law enforcement or something like that. Here's what I found striking.
I'm just trying to think of all the ways that a defense attorney could present to a judge or a jury reasonable doubt that their test is flawed, their test should not be admitted in court as evidence,
right,
because they admit that their test is flawed.
Right.
Just like the little drug dogs should never be allowed in court because we know how many times they are wrong.
Because they like sugar, too. And they will sniff out a box of donuts.
No, no, no. Those drug dogs will do whatever they think the handler wants them to do.
They will respond to positive reinforcement. And that can be subconscious on behalf of the handler.
Right. So the
handler may do a certain thing right before he reaches into his pocket to pull out a treat. It may be he looks slightly to his right and then reaches into his pocket to pull out a treat. A dog is smart enough to pick up on that stuff.
Right.
Now, I was just talking about dogs and treats, and if you turn around, Daryl, you'll see Jazzy the studio dog looking up longingly because I said or did something.
You said that word she liked.
The T word.
Yes.
Right. Okay, so there you go. But look at her. I mean, she just has her ears perked up. She's laying back down now. But it was definitely that thing. Here's what catches me about the Scott Company. To me, Daryl, if I were going to challenge this stuff, the first thing I would do is I would go to the Scott Company and say, I want one of your test kits.
I want to buy one of your test kits.
I want to buy
one. I'm sorry, we don't sell these to anyone that's not a law enforcement.
Right, and that is the big one. When you go on products, they won't even talk about it. They will say,
yes,
additionally, if any order placed by non-law enforcement personnel will not be processed. Additionally, you are affirming that you are currently a duly sworn or duly commissioned municipal, county, parish, state, tribal, or federal law enforcement agent, and that this test will be used as intended in full accordance with local, state, blah, 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 blah ordinances. If you are not currently a duly sworn blah, 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 then you may be subject to prosecution of a felony under various local, county, state, federal laws, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, because you're impersonating yourself to a stupid company.
Yeah.
And this is insane. I hope that a little bit of traction gains based on this story and other stories to start going after these field test kit manufacturers.
Right.
They should answer.
You know, this is something else. The next time there's legislation before any government agency on preventing things being purchased that aren't available on open market, we should talk about these things, not just Bearcats.
Right.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News.
Day 3 of the Judge Brett Kavanaugh confirmation hearings continue. Ted Cruz asked the judge about religious liberty.
Those cases are important, I think, because it's important that to recognize that the Constitution, the First Amendment to the Constitution, as well as many statutes, of course, protect religious liberty in the United States, religious freedom in the United States. We're all equally American no matter what religion we are or no religion at all. And that means religious speakers and religious people have a right to their place in the public square.
The White House is still looking for the senior administration official who allegedly penned that op-ed yesterday that bashed President Trump that appeared in the New York Times. Today at his weekly press conference, Speaker of the House Paul Ryan was asked about the comments.
It doesn't help the president, so if you're not interested in helping the president, you shouldn't work for the president, as far as I'm concerned.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing only for a limited time. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's Daryl.
And Chris.
And, you know, we also have some Discord call-in lines. Chris, you use the Discord more than I do. Would you like to explain what the Discord is?
Oh, thanks, Daryl. You'd love to just let me explain this
Discord thing
called Discord.
The Discord thing.
Yeah, Discord is it's a server-based product, and it's now available. It kind of grew up during the gaming era. Online gamers would create like their own server, and then they could talk amongst themselves. And now Discord's kind of opened itself up to all sorts of different things, including LRN.fm and Free Talk Live and things like that. So you can go in there. You can take part in many text chat rooms that are there, and they're always active and vibrant. But there's also voice chat, so you can chat with other listeners while you listen to the show. There's a listen line, so you can actually just listen to the audio stream there, and you can actually call into our show, which is really cool and really high quality.
Yep, and as long as you have a halfway decent microphone, a decent internet connection, and a pair of headphones. I cannot stress that enough, because there are people that call in trying to listen back through the speakers on their laptop or speakers, you know, connected to something, and that's how you get echoes and feedback. For the love of everything that is good audio, have headphones. Discord.lrn.fm or discord.freetalklive.com. So we've been talking about this big, huge, giant bust of $2 million worth of fentanyl that was actually 13 pounds of sugar down in Wilmington, North Carolina.
Hmm.
And again,
what's the sugar cost, though? Daryl, 13 pounds. What's sugar? A couple bucks a pound now? I don't know.
I couldn't tell you. I know I mentioned, you know, a Domino's bag of sugar, but I honestly don't know what sugar cost.
I do know that the price of sugar is way out of whack with what the world market is, because right. here in the United States we
tariff
and we protect our sugar growers.
Like the two guys in Honolulu or something?
There's two guys in Honolulu, and I think there's some, and it's only sugar, it's only cane sugar. You know,
there might be a few guys down in Puerto Rico and the American Virgin Islands.
I want to say Florida and along the south, there may be some sugar cane growers. But yeah, big time protectionism, big time skewing of that sugar price. I looked into that one time and it was something like double average worldwide costs.
Right. But again, because sugar is so cheap, it's one of those things that, you know, it's not necessarily worth it for anybody to try fighting to, you know, hey, Congress, repeal this thing. But the handful of producers, they make enough money on it to where they can afford to hire those lobbyists to go make sure we wind up getting our extra money, even though all that extra money goes to hire the lobbyists to make sure that we get the extra money or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, again, the interesting thing here is that this field test kit that the company that sells says, well, the courts have held these things up since 1978. That doesn't mean diddly squat.
Right.
If you acknowledge, and they do, that, quote, some substances can result in false positive, but we're not going to say what those substances are because then people can somehow manipulate and change the chemistry or something.
Reverse engineer their product. I mean, this makes no sense.
You know, it gives so much reasonable doubt as to the validity of this test, that this test should be thrown out and never be allowed to be introduced again. Just like in a lot of states, they've gone so far as to say that polygraphs can't be used because they are so easily flawed.
Right.
There are other things that at one time were allowed. There's a certain type of witness identification that I forget exactly what it's called, but I've heard this numerous times on the Wrongful Conviction podcast. It's about people that have been wrongly convicted, where there's some type of witness identification to where the witness is sitting on the stand and the prosecution will say, do you see the defendant sitting at the table? Yes. Thank you. You have just identified the defendant. That doesn't mean that the defendant actually did the thing. That just means that they were able to say, yeah, the guy sitting at the table over there next to the defense attorney is the defendant.
Yeah, is that courtroom ID? Is that what they call that?
Yeah, some form of that, which that's been thrown out, and you can't actually do that.
Right. I rest my case.
Yeah. Let it be noted that they pointed to the guy that I told them to point to.
Exactly.
So what else is in this story here from Reason?
This is not much, really, but it goes on to tell another horror story. This is not the first time a false positive in a field test kit led to a drug arrest, and we know there's many of them. Another example is a 65-year-old retiree, Daniel Rushing, was awarded $37,500 from the city of Orlando after being pulled over in a traffic stop by police. An officer used a field test kit to test the white substance present in his vehicle. After officers first tried to identify the substance as crack cocaine, they eventually arrested Rushing for the possession of methamphetamine, quote, with a weapon, despite the fact that he had legally possessed a concealed carry, in his vehicle.
See, it doesn't matter if you legally possess the firearm. If you have drugs and a weapon, that's a felony in and of itself.
Yep. A lab test later revealed the suspicious white substance was glaze from the donuts Rushing ate in his vehicle. So, like I said, I mean, we look for this.
So now he's impersonating a cop.
That's right. That's right.
He's got a gun. He's eating donuts in his car.
He may be ordering field test kits, as far as we know.
Yeah. Going online to the Scott Company drug testing website, and didn't you say that it says that if you buy this and you're not a law enforcement officer, you'll be prosecuted as impersonating an officer?
Felonies and all sorts of things. But these are not the only stories Daryl and I have heard about this.
Yeah.
These usually come up a few times a year, and it's... It's not always marijuana. It's not always cocaine. Sometimes, in this case, it's fentanyl. This is the first one I've seen talking about fentanyl and opioids, at least this year. But these things happen all the time. And when they happen in the real world, folks, not just saying, I don't think we should allow opiates on our streets, protect our children, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. What you have to remember, what you have to remind yourself is one of these tests goes wrong, real people get their lives destroyed.
Right.
And I hope it didn't occur in this example, but just imagine if your picture was on the front page of your local newspaper, and the headline underneath it was massive fentanyl bust.
You know,
$2 million worth. Your picture right there, and then you haven't even been to court, right?
Right.
You got charged, but immediately you're not going to get bail. You've got $2 million worth of fentanyl, no judge is going to let you out. You're going to rot in jail.
And then meanwhile, the bias that when you do finally go to a jury, assuming you don't wind up taking a plea,
right?
Because they incentivize you to take a plea. Listen, you've got 20 bazillion pounds of what we are saying is fentanyl here.
Right.
We're going to throw you under the jail if you get found guilty by this jury, or... You say you're guilty, and 6 months you go home.
Well, yeah, or we do a year.
Time served.
Right.
You've already been sitting in for 5 months. It's going to be another month before everything's done in court.
Just call it done.
Look at you. Time served. Call it done. You say I'm guilty. You go home.
Yeah, and if you don't think
if you don't say you're guilty, you go in wearing your prison orange.
Right, stripes.
The jury, well, now it's normally orange.
Right.
The jury is going to see, here's some guy already in prison suit. He must be guilty.
Right.
They don't care what the evidence is.
And is your job...
You are guilty.
Your boss going to let you back to work after all that?
No! 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. Call in with whatever is on your mind.
This November, I'll be running the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, as a member of Team Innocence Project. The Innocence Project was the first legal organization to systematically apply DNA testing to cases of wrongful convictions as a powerful tool to reveal innocence. So far in 2018, the Innocence Network has welcomed 32 wrongfully convicted people home from prison for crimes they did not commit and had a record-breaking 850 people unite in Memphis at their annual conference. The movement of freeing the innocent and reforming the criminal justice system is growing and would not be possible without your support. Together as 68 network organizations around the world, they've helped exonerate 513 people who spent a combined total of 7,804 years in prison. They've also worked together to pass over 150 laws in the U.S. to help prevent wrongful convictions. You can support the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Buying a home should be one of life's best experiences, but today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher payments, and that can turn a great experience into an anxious one. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. It's called the Power Buying Process. We check your income, assets, and credit to provide you with a verified approval, which can give you the strength of a cash buyer. Once verified, you qualify for our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days while you find your new home. Then, once you've found your new home, if rates have gone up, your rate stays locked. But if rates have gone down, your rate drops, and you get to keep that new lower rate. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Racial approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You are welcome to call in and join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. The us in studio tonight is Daryl.
And Chris.
And before we change gears here, we had been talking about this story out of North Carolina where Wilmington police busted some people for having 13 pounds of sugar. That a film test that, Chris, I'm glad you pointed out when you posted this on the social medias, a kit that you were not legally allowed to purchase yourself.
No.
The company that sells it says, if you buy this and you are not actually a sworn police officer or municipal agent, you will be prosecuted for impersonating a government agent.
Yep.
So you can't buy this to test to make sure that butt cake that you just made doesn't come up as some kind of, fentanyl-laced edible.
I think the important thing is, as I look at this stuff sort of like open source software, I want companies to put their products out there freely, not saying for free, but I'm saying freely, so that they can get torn apart and they can find weaknesses. That's what's great about open source software.
Right.
You release it and you've got all these people that have a real interest in finding out if there's a bug.
Right.
Well, people need to do that with these things that we call gospel, like field test kits, that every year we hear about more ridiculous stories of these things being misidentifying what they're intended to find.
Right, and I'm glad you mentioned open source software, because you and I, both big fans of cryptocurrencies, which are open source softwares, where you want to go verify the code, you know how to read code. I don't. Somebody does. Go look, make sure, yep, this is the thing, and it's going to do what it says it's going to do. Now, if you want to help other people, and you don't have to be able to read code to use cryptocurrency, and if you want to help other people get into using cryptocurrency, then let me introduce you to CryptoTip. Crypto tip is a printable business card size tip that you give to a service provider, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it brings up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and then allows them to claim the amount that you decide to put on the tip. And here's the best part. If they don't claim the tip after a period of time, and you can set this, it's either 1, 2, 3, 6, or 12 months. If they don't claim it during that time, you get the cryptocurrency refunded to you. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email notification saying, hey, somebody just claimed some cryptocurrency that you left them. Create as many as you want. CryptoTip.org. Handy little piece of information. It is 6 crypto tips per page. So if you're trying to figure out, I want to create 2 pages of these, how many is that? That would be 12. 6 per page. Excellent outreach tool. Again, business card sized printable cryptocurrency tips that if not redeemed, they come back to you. Now you can use both Dash and Bitcoin Cash at CryptoTip.org, and I understand that more currencies might be on the way in the not-too-distant future. CryptoTip.org. Now let's change from open-source software back to another topic of, well, not software per se that is closed, but lack of government transparency in some respect, but also government misrepresentation of facts, if you will. Because, Chris, I know you've heard this myth, and I've heard this myth before, where various government agents will say, I could make so much more in the private sector.
Yes, they'd love to say that.
They love to say that, but is it true? Fee has done the research for us and looked into the numbers. They say compensation for federal and state and local government employees cost American taxpayers $1.9 trillion in 2016.
Hold on, Darryl. I thought you said trillion. I think you meant million.
No, trillion with a T.
No, no, no. You meant billion. Maybe $1 billion.
No, $1 trillion.
$1.9 trillion.
In 2016, this amounts to an average of $15,176 from every household in the United States.
Yeah.
President Trump recently moved to rein in some of these costs by canceling pay raises for federal civilian employees. Not cutting pay, canceling pay raises. So just
whatever you're
making now, it's going to stay the same. It's going to be huge. Continuing on, again, canceling these pay raises. Who received $331 billion in compensation during 2017? So, again, he can only do things for federal employees.
Correct.
That $1.9 trillion was after adding in all of the state and municipal and county employees. Some politicians and an association of federal employees have criticized Trump for this action, again, of just knocking off pay raises, saying that federal workers are underpaid and deserve to be compensated higher. However, a broad range of studies have found that most federal civilian employees are paid better than comparable workers in the private sector. When private sector incomes rise, federal law generally requires across-the-board pay raises for most federal civilian employees.
This is just insane. And I'm sorry that this is where we have come to. You know, and the tenor of this article certainly says that one could never discuss reducing wages. You could. I mean, it's not too much of a hot-button topic that we can't do it. We can freeze them where they're at. But my God, if you've got people that are already overpaid compared to the private sector.
Right.
Keep that in mind. Overpaid compared to a comparable job in the public sector. They are making too much money in that government job. By any rationale, if you were a regular employer and you were looking at how much you're paying everybody, how much does Susie make over there in accounting? Oh my God, we're paying we're paying her 15% more than an accountant with her experience, you know, in this market, in this same town. We've got to do something about this.
Right. And one thing that is interesting here, and they don't necessarily mention in the words I'm about to use, but they do mention when private sector incomes rise, federal law generally requires across-the-board pay raises for most federal civilian employees.
Right.
In other words, and you often hear this statistic when the minimum wage is discussed.
Right.
Of when minimum wage goes up, 50% of the workforce or 80% or some outlandish number benefits.
Yeah.
Do you know how they calculate that?
Well,
and it's misleading because they try, based on the words that they use, they try to make you believe that some huge percentage of the workforce is only making minimum wage.
Right. And that's no. Not true.
They're talking about these federal employees and also private union employees.
Thank you, Daryl.
Where the pay is tied to minimum wage.
Yes, and that is
you
a huge thing.
Minimum wage plus X.
Right. And if that's how your union contract happens to be working, you know, you're a UAW worker or you're, you know, Seamstresses of America or something
some
like that.
You're some guy working at GM making $25 an hour. Minimum wage goes up by $3. You just got a $3 per hour pay raise minimum based on the wording of the union agreement.
Correct. And the last major employer I worked for was a union shop. And you know, they wanted to see those minimum wage increases every chance they could get. But we're not talking necessarily about those jobs. What we're talking about are these, you know, federal government jobs.
Right.
But here's a little sneak peek for you guys behind the curtain. Most federal government jobs, I don't know if it's most, but a huge number of them, are union jobs.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Most union employees now are government employees.
Right. They don't work for private companies. Most private companies have booted unions out, or unions have left there, or they weren't effective.
Right.
Basically, what it comes down to is workers deciding, you know, after unions did get, you know, school kids out of the coal mines and stuff like that, and there were some horror stories. You know, in the early 1900s, there were some stories that there was a reason that the idea of unions became popular and the reason they were embraced by workers. But those days are gone.
Yeah.
Now it's just used for power, and that's it.
Oh, yeah, it's a lot of power. And again, we'll get back into this story, plus your calls and thoughts. Welcome, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. What are your thoughts? Do you think that federal employees are actually overpaid? It's what the numbers say, but, you know, you can disagree with facts if you want to. This is Free Talk Live.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, Text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.